Hello, my name is April Fleming. Thank you for joining us. I'm over at Jordan Geiger's house with Spencer Gertz-Geffen. So is hospital ships, is it an official band status? I wasn't sure if that's more the case or if it's more like a vehicle for solo stuff.
Well, I think it's basically everything that I do that's not Minus Story at this point. So, you know, if I play by myself or with a sort of a revolving lineup, it'll be hospital ships. But it also, I think, I wrote all these songs and recorded this album before I had a band name, and I didn't want it to just be called Jordan Geiger because I think, I don't think I really like people to just go by their own names. Except for like Bob Dylan, I guess. Wouldn't be the same if he had a band name, but I do have a somewhat stable lineup of people that I want to play with. Spencer and Josh Adams on drums, Evan Sadoff on bass, Whitney Flynn plays some accordion, and Sophia Loschke plays violin.
How did you bring everyone together? Was it just a group of your friends that you liked? Or?
More or less. I kind of just chose people based on if they were really nice. And I wanted to hang out with them.
I'm a really nice person.
Spencer's very nice. And Josh and Evan and all of them are incredibly nice.
It's pretty easier doing anything with people that you enjoy being around.
Yeah. I think it's really important. I think a lot of bands, even if they're really great, a lot of bands have kind of not the best personal relations, you know. And that's kind of more important to me at this point. All in all, you always said. In the air, we are all in the end. But I wanted to get out. I wanted to get knocked down.
Well, where did the name come from? I see the pictures of ships on the wall.
I definitely, I've always been had a minor obsession with nautical themes. Probably because, you know, I grew up in Missouri and I didn't even go to the ocean until I was probably 22 or 23. Yeah. So it always seemed like sort of a dreamy fantasy land. And I think being on a ship is comparable in lots of ways to being in a band. Mike Watt has a great album about that.
The Flaming Lips.
Oh, of course. What am I thinking?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, The Abandoned Hospital Ship. It's the first song
on
Clouds Taste Metallic. And that's weird that I totally forgot about that. But no, Flaming Lips are like, you know, just one of the best bands ever.
Mm-hmm.
And Clouds Taste Metallic is one of my favorite albums of all time. And I feel really good paying tribute to that. I think it's kind of an underrated album, actually.
Ramona is your kitty.
Yes.
Album fans, oh, Ramona, did she jump up on the piano, or?
Yeah, she actually makes a couple appearances on the record.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember if she's in the song, Oh, Ramona, but, yeah, she meows on Baby for Jay, which is the second track, and The Shots I Drank, which is the fourth track. Because I think she's just confused when I have microphones set up at the piano, and I'm just sitting silently with headphones on, so she comes up to see what's going on. She's under the bed right now.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a line in the song.
It is. She likes to hide.
To be able to listen to the CD. I like it a lot. Some of the songs sound kind of familiar. Are they written over a longer period of time, or is it stuff that you've had for a while?
I think I started recording it in 2006, maybe, or maybe 2005. Yeah, so I've had the songs forever.
Is this all stuff that you recorded by yourself?
Yeah, yeah. Spencer sings on two songs?
Two songs.
And
completely under your direction, though.
Under my direction.
Yes.
And Andrew Connor sings on one song, and then Lucas Oswald from Linus Story sings and plays some instruments on one song as well. And Nick from Linus Story plays drums on three songs. He's amazing.
He is amazing. Yeah. Did I see that John Congleton was involved?
Yeah, he mixed all but one song of it. And I really consider his involvement to be, second only to the fact that I played all the instruments. Like, his mixes are by far really made the album what they are. He's great.
Yeah, he had a really unique perspective.
Yeah.
Well, what did he do?
Well, I had these songs forever, and I was really kind of bored with them, but just the recordings, but I wanted to put it out and everything, and John is just really enthusiastic in general, so he sort of made time to mix six songs, I think, or four songs, and they just sounded so hi-fi, and he took everything I did, and it just sounds better, you know, like, he pumped my voice up, which I would have never done, but, you know, he sort of gave me confidence in that sense, because he was like, oh, you know, you're going to be freaked out when you hear this, but I want to warn you, you know, your voice is super loud, so.
It does sound a lot bolder vocally than the Minus Strike record.
Yeah. That may have been, too, because the songs I'd played live just at solo shows and stuff for a long time, so I think I was fairly comfortable. And I tracked most of them playing the guitar or the piano and singing at the same time. So it's like complete performance as opposed to sort of piecing things together.
And then, well, maybe it's, you know, in part the percussion too, but this Hospital Ship stuff seems a lot more maybe airy and kind of light than a Minus Story record would be. Or do you write the songs differently when you're working for the other one? Do you know whether it's going to be a Minus Story song or whether it be something
yeah, I
that
do.
You keep for yourself?
I do, and that's how these songs sort of came about. Girls actually was at one point a Minus Story song, but it just never would have fit on any of our albums. Generally, all these songs are more personal to me, and the Minus Story songs are usually a little more removed from that, so that's how I know. And Minus Story songs are usually, we always took sort of really simple songs and then tried to do interesting or weird things with them, whereas this project's kind of more just about enjoying playing a really simple song and just maybe a simple sentiment in the lyrics.
Touring with Shearwater for weeks and months. How did that sort of start, and how's it been?
It's been really, really great. I can't say enough good things about it. I feel like I sort of like maybe won the lottery or something. You know, totally awesome. Because Minus Story toured with Shearwater a couple times, as well as Aquaville River, which Jonathan from Shearwater, the lead guy, he used to play with Aquaville, and we've just been friends for, gosh, I don't know, 5 or 6 years maybe, and I recorded some demos for them at some point, and they had a lot of trumpet on the new record. Scotty from Aquaville played those trumpet parts, and when it came time to go on tour, they, you know, wanted a fifth member and asked me to do it, and it just seemed just seemed perfect. So I've actually only been home for about 2 weeks in the past 2 months, but it's been really great. They're really nice people, and the record is on Matador Records, and it's gotten, you know, a lot of press and stuff, so it's been really good. We played with Clinic, which is kind of a dream. Yeah, dream come true. And they were super nice, and we played with Frog Eyes and the Evangelicals in this last tour, and they were really great. Evangelicals are from Norman, Oklahoma, actually, but they've only played in Lawrence once, so I'm hoping to get them for our album release show.
I see that they're, and you're going to be opening for Coldplay.
Yes.
For a few shows.
Yeah, I leave on Tuesday for that, and we're playing four shows with Coldplay, and
I had to fly out. I'm flying out.
And Spencer's flying out to see. My mom's flying out to a show, and it's gonna be a weird experience, but I'm sure it'll be awesome.
Was it something the label set up? They're kind of busy off, you know, saving the world, or whatever Chris Martin says they're opening.
I think that was through the management. I think Shearwater's manager contacted their manager. I'm not sure exactly how those... I mean, I don't know how those things happen anyway, but we feel extremely lucky and fortunate to be doing it.
Giant venues, too.
Yeah, we're playing the MGM Grand in Vegas in the Forum, two nights. At least one of them sold out in L.A., and then some big arena in San Jose. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's going to be... I don't even know what to expect. Uh-huh. But I'm really, really looking forward to it. And the cool thing is we have days off in between the shows. And then we have like maybe 3 days before we have a show in Portland on our own. And so we're going to hit some national parks there.
That's
like Sequoia National Park and Death Valley maybe.
Why are you surprised to see this look in my eyes? You say this one, she'll want to run, and I'm the type to want too much. And now that you're done, I'll admit I'm not strong, and I won't.
On stage, is it easier to play other people's music or to play your own?
It's a lot harder, actually, because I think I only feel comfortable on stage hiding behind a keyboard or a guitar. And in Shearwater, I stand up and play the trumpet, which is, you know, I played in high school for a long time, and I play in Old Canes, the trumpet, but it's not like my main instrument. So I'm a little shaky on it, and then I, you know, do percussion and keyboards and stuff, but I feel a lot, I get a lot more nervous for those shows than I do for my own.
You get those nice stage lights?
Yeah, the lamps.
I always got more nervous playing the trumpet, too, than playing guitar and piano.
It's a cruel mistress.
A trumpet.
If you're
shaking, then it affects the whole performance. Whereas if you're
if you're not confident, then you will mess up the trumpet, you know. And if you just don't, it takes a lot of concentration to play in tune. I actually play a cornet, which is easier to bend out of tune, and so I have to like really concentrate to make it sound good, and oftentimes that doesn't happen. Search for Shearwater on YouTube, and you'll find some bad trumpeting, I guarantee.
Great. Well, thanks a lot. Thank you, Spencer. Thank you, Jordan.
Thanks, April.